Hey, this is Carla Harper with your Worthy Thought of the Day. Life's troubles seem to come in clusters. Often one leads to another. It's like when you're tired and worn down, your immune system is low and sickness finds you. Real trouble cannot be helped by friends or family beyond a certain point. It's good to talk to people and even seek assistance for many issues. Prayer about situations should be part of daily life. But when serious trouble finds you, there's an inexplicable, desperate need for God. King David reveals this need and how to get through soul-crushing times of trouble throughout the Psalms. Check him out in Psalm 40, 12 through 13. He always goes to God, naming his problems, and he owns them. He never makes excuses or blames God for the way he feels or what's happened to him. He describes how everything is affecting him. Sometimes finding words to describe your pain and heartache is a relief in and of itself. Sometimes those words are too personal to share with anyone but God. Without fail, David pleads with God to help or save him, to come quickly, to forgive, to deal with his enemies. Real trouble means we have exhausted all human means at our disposal to fix it. Only God can turn it around. If the situation gets better at this point, there will be no confusing who did the rescuing. It will be God. It may seem hard to accept this level of submission and sheer dependency on God, but it's reality. You can't change it. You can rail against it, but God is still God, and he will allow you to know blinding trouble in order to show you that he is a merciful, loving, and a just God. Thanks for listening. I'm Carla Harper.
Plain-spoken, biblical-based daily devotions are available in The Worthy Girl's Guide to Life by Carla G. Harper, a 365 daily read covering issues and questions that every woman faces from the teen years to late adulthood. Copies are found anywhere books are sold or at carlagharper.com. Phone 336-596-7514. That's 336-596-7514.